Your portfolio must look like a trailer to a movie. Now that's what Amit, who is a lead UX designer at Divami Design Labs, says about a portfolio. He's got a very interesting take on how a portfolio should look like and what the mindset should be when you're making the portfolio, the kind of projects that you should include, and very interesting things. So stay tuned and listen to this episode. And if you have any questions regarding a portfolio, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram, which is sanjayreddy144, or you can also book a session with Amit on ADPList. I've dropped the link in the show notes in the episode description. So feel free to reach out to Amit. Now go ahead and listen to this episode. Now, what should the portfolios look like? Now, what should the mindset be? Before the portfolio, what should the mindset be?
So, like, this is one of my favorite things to talk about. And funnily, I am a person who doesn't have a design portfolio. Like, see, I have designs. It's just that all my projects are under NDA, so I can't reveal it to public.
Right.
That's the industry fact, you know. And people, like, whatever work you see, like, in outside, it will be just my experiments or some of the old college projects like that. On my Instagram, I'll be randomly doing, like, this graphic work or something, right? But, like, for me, like, when I look at things, right? A portfolio is like a film trailer for me. It has to be short. It has to be interesting enough for me to go buy a ticket and watch the movie, which in our context is it has to be interesting enough for the HR or the manager to pick up the phone and call you up for the interview. See, this is just my perspective. This is what I think, right? Your portfolio is just an entry ticket to the interview. That's till their portfolio will come in. And the whole reason, like, people use portfolio is because, well, no one has so much time, right? If you actually look at, like, this is what I tell people who ask me how to apply for jobs, right? I tell them, you need to understand, when you apply as a designer, it might go to a HR, and that HR will forward your portfolio or profile to the manager. The manager would be someone senior working on multiple projects, multiple execution day in, day out. Now, if they want to spend some time on your portfolio, they will start looking at it. They will glance over it. They will never jump into depth unless and until something catches their eye. Right? If they know, oh, this is a standard templatized, like, okay, same thing I have seen. I know what will be the output. They will skip. Unless until, okay, your design quality or the way you were telling story is different.
Right.
See, the whole portfolio thing slightly, I would say it's still broken. Like, you know, we can't judge a person just on their current work. But then we also have to understand, at a large scale, things don't work very, like, you know, how we want. So there has to be a process. There has to be some automated system. And portfolios help. Companies to identify at what level you are. So if you have potential, you know, we look at, someone is very good. They can just come in and start working. Awesome. Approve them. We look at a portfolio. We see that there's a potential. Portfolio is okay, but there's a potential that they can do better. Right. So let's call them for interview. Let's have a conversation. And then we look at the portfolio and we say, they don't even know what they are doing. These are the categories we look at, and that's standard.
That's true.
I had checked one of the portfolios, and, you know, they had created a solution, and I had just asked them a solution that, why did you come up with this solution? They are like, you know what? I like listening to music. I like doing this. And I'm like, yeah, but you need to understand, is it applicable in your context? Is that something which is going to bring customers to your product? Right? And is that even, from an accessibility point of view, is it going to work?
Right.
Because see, when I review a portfolio, I don't review it as a, you know, okay, some student. No, I'm looking at a potential idea that will come into market.
Yeah.
Because that's what we are working on. That's what our livelihood is. We are developing products that people are going to use day in, day out.
Mm.
We are developing products which is going to help a business grow, earn money, pay their salaries.
Right. Right?
So when we look at portfolios, we also have to have that lens.
Mm.
Right? If we see potential, yes, let's take them in. And why I say it has to be, you know, like a trailer. Because you can, the film might be like bad, you know, sometimes, but the trailer is interesting, you'll go and buy.
Yeah.
Right? Your interview might go bad, but at least your portfolio got that call.
Mm, true.
And that is very important, just getting that step. So how do you approach this is very like, you know, I've seen people asking me, okay, how do I apply for a job? And I don't know if you remember, like in our earlier days, nowadays, people just apply online. They apply from LinkedIn, send in an email.
Yeah.
We used to go to studios with our resume.
Oh, yes.
Physical.
Yes.
And say that, hey, walk-in interviews. See, engineering, that, engineering and all those still happen. Design, I see a lot of. And I tell people, see, if you are, let's say you are living in a city like Bangalore. Bangalore is the hub for design agencies.
Yeah. Lot of
startups, design agency.
Lot of agencies.
If you are so desperate for a job, why don't you just walk up to a design agency and say, can I have a tour of your company and talk to one of your design managers? I would like to apply for a job and I want to see how things work.
Absolutely.
Because if you do that, you skip the email line.
Yeah.
You go face to face.
Yeah.
You create an experience for the company as well.
Yeah.
Right. And that's people have to understand. Like, how do you
exactly use? Exactly. That's very well put. And I remember doing that myself for an internship. I did that in Italy. So after my master's, I just walked into this design studio. I had contacted, but I requested for a visit.
Yeah.
Because I thought I had to be there in person.
Yes.
I had to be there in person. I did not ask for an internship. I said, I'd like to visit. Is it feasible? Please let me know when I can visit. And then, yeah, it had a very positive impression. So definitely, I think that's a smart way. One can skip at least one step in the whole process. Yeah.
You put up your face up front, they are obliged to reply to you.
True.
See, you can go in, you can talk about, hey, I don't need more than 15 minutes of your time. If you're, you know, design head, not even design head, some senior person can show me around, or you HR can show me around. Because I just want to understand how industry works. And people are nice. The design community is nice. Right? We are all connected. We like to be together and we will never say no. I know a lot of people, you know, if they are applying to Diwami, they ping me and my colleagues on LinkedIn just to understand. They take that step to, you know, make an effort that, okay, let me talk to the people.
Right.
And very important thing sometimes people miss out on is you need to know which company you are applying on and what that company does. Just because it has an opening, you applied and then in an interview, you go and don't know what that company does.
That's the biggest blunder, man.
Right? Like, see.
Yeah.
At Diwami, we work with a lot of SaaS and enterprise. We don't work on B2C. Like, not at core. Like, that's not, we can work based on clients, but very picky about it.
Right.
But with, you know, SaaS and enterprise, someone sends a portfolio of only mobile apps, which are like alarm app, like ticket booking app. I'm like, how do you expect me to, you know, make a sense or at least gauge your potential based on this to my company role?
Yeah.
Right. Where we are working on like data wrangling, you know, fintech products, insurance and AI enabled AI ML technologies.
Right.
How do I understand that at least you have a spark to work with it, with these projects which are targeted to a completely different market?
Yeah.
Right. So it's very crucial to understand, like, you know, who the company is, what kind of clients they serve.
Yeah.
Right. See, if I like some company, I go to their LinkedIn, I check out who the CEO is, who the CTO is.
Yeah.
Where have they studied? Where have they worked? Because that tells me a lot about, you know, how their thought process is, what can appeal to them.
Yeah.
Like, see, I come from Mumbai, right? Bollywood, right? When we were talking about films.
Yeah.
The way films are made in Bollywood is much different than way films are made in South. A Bollywood film necessarily won't succeed in South because the audience expectation is different.
Yeah.
Same with the company.
Right.
You need to go for a company which you think will match you.
Yeah.
Or if you are going out of the way, you know, you need to give a proper reason to them that, hey, you know what? I've been in this industry and I've been following your company for a while and I feel that I can be a good fit.
Right.
Because end of the day, all doesn't matter companies or anyone, everyone is looking for value.
Yeah.
What value are you adding?
Absolutely.
When clients come and hire an agency, they are looking for what this agency can add value to my needs.
Mm.
Right. Same thing a company is looking in an employee.
True. That's true. And this is where, you know, it makes sense when initially we discussed about what do you want to do? What is the company? What are the kind of companies? What is the domain that you want to work in?
Yeah.
You know, I think this solves this whole thing. You know, we have now completed the circle here because it now makes sense, right?
So that was about the portfolio and Amit's take on the mindset. And this brings us to the end of this episode. So guys, if you like the content, if you have been listening to this podcast, please do rate us on Spotify. This will encourage me to create more content, and I'll see you in the next episode.